Here a general shout burst from the bystanders.
A Tory! A Tory! A spy! A refugee! Hustle him! Away with him!
It was with great difficulty that the self-important man in the cocked hat restored order, and, having a tenfold austerity of brow, demanded again of the unknown culprit what he came there for, and whom he was seeking. The poor man humbly assured him that he meant no harm, but merely came there in search of some of his neighbors, who used to keep about the tavern.
"Well, who are they? Name them."
Rip bethought himself a moment, and inquired, "Where's Nicholas Vedder?" There was a silence for a little while, when an old man replied in a thin, piping voice,
"Nicholas Vedder? Why, he is dead and gone these 18 years. There was a wooden tombstone in the churchyard that used to tell all about him, but that's rotten and gone, too."
"Where's Brom Dutcher?"
"Oh, he went off to the army in the beginning of the war. Some say he was killed at the storming of Stony Point. Others say he was drowned in a squall at the foot of Anthony's Nose. I don't know. He never came back again."
"Where's Van Bummel, the schoolmaster?"
"He went off to the wars, too. Was a great militia general and is now in Congress."